Here's the good and better bits of Kennedy Malloy. On the worksite, there's good, better, and then there's Bosch. Upgrade to the new 18V lithium-ion batteries today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hump Day people, massive Wednesday show coming down the pike for you today. Let's start at the top. There's some big ticket items we have to wade through. Telstra, 8,000 jobs. Gone.
Not cool, we say.
Not cool, and that'll be part of our not cool segment.
Rings it up, will be.
And tell us what you think is not cool, people.
We've got injuries that have been inflicted upon people that we think is rather unusual way to get.
Are you talking about James, who works for us on occasion?
Well, the word I was going to use was embarrassing injuries.
Embarrassing injuries.
We're going to get him to explain
here with a
himself.
Doctor's certificate. To explain himself.
We're going to talk to the great Shane Jacobson.
We are indeed.
He and his brother have got a film out and we're going to find out what that's all about. In fact, I think Shane might have his own embarrassing injury.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that, no doubt. Tinder profile shots, what's going on? I found out I've been used in one illegally.
Surreptitiously.
I'm in it.
Really?
Yeah, not getting a lot of traction either, okay. I have to say.
All right. Well,
very disappointing. Reflects, reflects poorly on all of us.
On someone it reflects poorly
indeed.
On. Indeed. We're going to speak with the Prime Minister, of course, Mr. Turnbull.
And where he goes, his good friend Lawrence Mooney is never far away. What about Peter Thompson? We might get round to, well,
paying
saying goodbye
respects.
To the big fella, the giant of Australian golf has passed today.
Absolutely. And we're going to take your calls. We're going to take your tweets.
We'll do all that. We'll.
You got the front bar tonight.
I have.
You change your nights.
Chat about. There's a lot to get through, Jane.
There's a lot to get through.
Much, much more. All coming down the pipe. US border. We'll talk about that, and much more. Well, how are we all going? How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good.
Have you had a? Yeah, I don't.
Dave, how are you?
I'm fantastic, guys. Great to be here.
Thanks for bringing in some of your.
Got your cake today.
We did. We got our lollies.
You got
as
the
well.
Front part of the gets.
There's a conversation in the office. So you got the front part of the gets. The cake we gave you, you finally brought back.
Wow.
And,
yes.
And you brought some lollies with them.
Yeah, a little mixed bag of lollies.
Yeah, I have
What's
to ask you.
Where did
you
lollies?
Where did you get those?
Coles.
Because there's a suggestion they made it might have been out of date.
There's sort of a bit. Some were stuck together and some had little holes on them.
Right.
We didn't know whether they were like kosher.
We sent them down to forensic.
Okay. Well, I just picked those up this afternoon. I didn't check any use by dates on the packaging, so I wasn't
luckily
too
I was
sure.
quite full after my beef bourguignon. What did I get?
Your casserole.
A casserole.
You got beef bourguignon.
Jane bought me in a casserole today.
Oh.
Well, I had a little leftover because some members of my household didn't exactly wolf it down. Some were a little noses, might have gone, what do you call this, Mum?
So hang on a second. So
the reviews.
When I thought you were doing something very special,
I was
and kind
doing
for me,
something special.
You're basically giving me leftovers.
Well, no, if that's the
hand
way you look
down.
At it.
Well, even your big stupid dog that's the size of a horse.
I don't give
didn't want
you
that.
Don't give your dog leftovers. Don't you know the rules?
Well,
no, you never do
take
that.
Take that tone really? With me.
No, it might have something spooky in it.
Do you know what it looked like? Jane came in with their dish and presented it to me, and it looked like a really bad version of MasterChef. I looked like a slightly drunk Matt Preston.
You did. I was shaking in my boots.
And you didn't look like you were going to make the finals. Just
quietly.
No,
just
quietly.
No, I had
Jane.
My little hands delivering you food anyway.
Yeah. So there's that. And, of course, we're talking about everyone here on the staff, and we have to welcome our work experience kid. What's his name?
Josh.
No, Josh.
Sorry, Josh. No. I mean, that's what you get when you're a bit of a showbiz.
Josh, how are you today?
I'm good, Mick.
You're
I'm
good.
Jane.
Now, you may remember, how are you going today to very good work at the vending machine? C42.
Yeah. Oh, chicken flavoured chips.
Chicken flavoured chips.
He knows the stuff. I'm going to blindfold him tomorrow
that
and get him to push the buttons.
Too much pressure.
It's like, you know those guys in the military who can take their guns apart and put them down? Trying to get you to order all my meal blindfolded.
Listen, we want this to be a very relaxed environment for you. I feel quite protective of Josh.
Do you?
Yes, I do. For some reason.
You didn't feel like that in formative years. What about this? We're going to send you out to
Swan Lake.
You're going to Swan Lake tomorrow night and you're representing this show.
It's actually tonight, I think you're
it's
going
tonight.
Out.
Oh, it's tonight.
Oh, wow.
You got your tickets.
Pardon me.
Yep, going to the ballet with a mate as well.
You go to the ballet with a mate. How often do you send that in your life, Josh?
Does your mate know where you're going? What did
I
you
haven't
say?
Told him yet.
You haven't told him?
Tell him you're going to see the Swans.
I told him dress nice at least.
Really?
Nice. Yeah, just a little bit.
What's, okay. What's a 15-year-old boy's idea of dressing nicely?
Oh, just, you know, a button-up shirt and okay. Leather shoes. Oh,
your mother must have taught you something.
Something other than maybe. A flanny would be, be good to see.
That's my button-up.
Your good flanny. Now, I'm going to have to ask for one minor change because you've noticed I've had a haircut today.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm on the telly tonight, front bar.
You're
right.
Doing front bar.
Channel 7.
You are representing this program.
Yeah.
And as I may have already mentioned, I think your hair's too long and I think you need a haircut.
Sorry about
that. Okay.
I'm going to give you two options, Josh, for you to think about. You can get your haircut or... You can wear a man bun.
No.
Yes.
Never.
Josh,
are you kidding me?
These
it's
are my
so
terms.
Yesterday. What? Man buns are out of style.
Well, he's got a choice. He doesn't have to. I'm not forcing his hand.
I'm never cutting my hair.
I know a guy called Roger who can cut your hair or I get you a man bun.
Oh, wow. You've got a real dilemma on your hands,
mate. Do you want some thinking music? Why don't you have some thinking music?
All right. He looks a bit shocked.
And go and clean my desk. I told you I want a full inventory and we'll do that.
I think he's started on that, haven't you? Have you started on the desk?
I've started. It's going to take a while, though.
Yeah, well, you might need a Hazchem suit, too.
Look out.
Just while we're at it. There you go.
Don't be careful what you open. Just you might want to ask some advice.
Right. How dare you?
Well, I've been living with it next to me for a long time.
All right, here we go. And when we come back, we're going to speak to James, who's back on
and he
the
will
team.
Describe how he got his injury, which is pretty embarrassing.
It is. Go get your man bun. We'll have a look at it.
We're here thanks to the new Bosch ProCore 18V lithium ion batteries. Good, better Bosch.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
What did you just say to me? That your phone came on during that break
I was looking for a song and it came accidentally as we're talking. It started playing on air, even though I had it on silent. So I sat on my phone.
For the entire break.
Sort of muffled the sound of it.
It was vibrating underneath me, I have to say.
This show is...
Might do it again.
You're enjoying my spot. This is the first time you've ever genuinely seemed to get into what I was talking about on air at any given time. All right, Kennedy, let's move on. This show is falling apart at the seams as we speak.
Well, other people are falling apart at the seams.
He's back. James Blake rejoins us after a harrowing 24 hours, was it, James?
Yeah.
You didn't turn up to work yesterday because basically you put your back out. How did you put your back out?
It was a rigorous towel drying after a shower. And so it was mid-dry. I sort of pulled my neck and I was out of whack.
Yeah, no, so if one of my kids told me that, I'd just call them out on that.
If anyone in the past, at any time in history, had ever bothered to...
It's not possible.
She'd come home from a woolly mammoth hunt and said, I've pinched a nerve in my...
Can you demonstrate what you
I've got to be careful. I'm still recovering and I've got
to... Well, we don't want you to be out for tomorrow.
Yeah, but
he's in a Kennedy Malloy neck brace.
Was your head upside down or were you standing upright?
So it was an upright position. I just had the towel over my head and I was doing a shake with the left and right hands and then I sort of tilted my head a little bit. In the process, I allowed my hand to carry my head and I sort of like snapped it a bit. And there was a bit of a pop.
Did you have to call for your mum?
What happened?
Mum was gone. And I was a trooper. I wanted to come into Kennedy Malloy, so I got dressed and I sort of hobbled
You did it yourself. That's a good boy.
Yeah.
I've got your medical certificate here because I did ask for one. I said, I need this to be confirmed.
He's a tough taskmaster.
Who's the certifier that James Blake, attended this clinic, 19th. It's my opinion. He'll be unfit for normal duties and until the 21st. What's the date today?
It's the 20th.
Oh, you've come back a day early.
Mate,
jeez. You're a trooper.
Above and beyond the call.
100%.
You are.
Pushing through.
It's recommended he perform modified duties. Well, what is that? Modified to nothing at all. And it says in the clinic. So
torticollis is what it's called, is what I've heard.
Oh, it hasn't got a name.
It does.
Should be called talacollis or something.
Torticollis, is there a group where you all get together? It's not exactly a war story, What kind of idiot puts his shoulder out in such a menial way?
Oh, I just can think of one, actually.
And then complains
about it. Sorry, you might just want to zip it for a second.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. Let me take you back to the Winter Olympics and a friend of the show.
I've been in physio today.
Mick Malloy, let's have a listen to what happened to you on the ice rink.
think I've done something to my nose. I think I may have done some damage.
I think I may have done some damage.
Mate, I'm strapped up like Juddy at the moment.
Wow. So did you say you're having, what did you have, physio today?
Well, physio. I went to the best shoulder surgeon in Australia.
Really?
Put me on.
Hang on.
He's put me on to a physio, and right. We're doing a 6-week course.
Did you tell me you had an MRI on your shoulder?
I had an MRI. I didn't like it. It wasn't an MRI. It's similar to, I don't know, putting your mobile phone under your bottom.
I don't think so. I recall you saying that it wasn't pleasant in
now,
the MRI.
Now, that's a terrible state of affairs. What about now? Wiggle down.
Okay, there is. Okay,
We're talking about wussy injuries.
Kind of embarrassing injuries.
Stafford James, you're a wuss.
Towel drying.
I don't know
you
how.
You had an ice skating injury.
Ice skating accident.
Poor Anthony, my mate. Anthony Field. He's been rushed to hospital.
What?
While on tour in the US. He ran into one of those roundabouty doors and he went the wrong way. And he's almost knocked himself out.
He's gone the wrong way through a revolving door.
Yeah. There's
and
a song
in
that.
And he's knocked himself out.
He has knocked himself on the noggin. In fact, he cut his nose.
Oh, jeez.
And he was 12 stitches later.
I don't know why, I don't know how, but I just sense that Captain Feathersword's involved. Somehow he's involved. Wiggle down.
He will be up and about, though. He's a trooper and he is going to be on stage
in Boston.
I've sent his brother who sent
As you said, self or Dentist Jane?
Yeah. Oh.
Have you got a dentist?
I look in the mirror and what do
All right.
Sit on this one.
One big smile smiling straight at me. Oh, it's shining so
Everybody.
Brightly and I can see there's no one as lovely in the world as me.
Now, you've just told me there's a second song.
There is no idea.
What's the second song?
Open Wide, Look Inside.
Now, that can't be true because is a play school.
Oh, yeah.
That's
phrase.
Open Wide, Come Inside.
Have you plagiarised play school?
Have I not plagiarised? I would never do such a thing.
Have you ripped them off?
Of course I
have.
Have
you in the Wiggles?
Listen, you didn't even listen to what I said.
This is an attack on the ABC.
No, I am appalled by your tone. I will not have it. Anyway, we send much blessings and love to Anthony Field.
Wussy injuries. Let us know.
Yes, have you had an injury that's a bit?
Give us a call.
Yeah, embarrassing ways you've injured yourself. 1-3-3-5-3. Calls after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're talking about
embarrassing
injuries.
Ways you've got yourself
in honour of James, who put his back out drying his hair, and Anthony Wiggle, who's tried to go through the revolving door the wrong way, put himself in hospital. I got a girlfriend of mine, Cindy Sargon.
Yes. Yeah.
Hello, Cindy, if you're listening. She once turned up with a shocking shiner, black eye, puffy eye.
Yeah. Mm.
And I go, wow, what's happened to you?
Yeah.
It's incredible. And Cindy likes a good time and parties a fair bit. Mm. And she goes, oh, I was opening a bottle of champagne and the cork hit me. And I go, that is the only way you could possibly have done damage to yourself.
Removing a cork from
a bottle of very expensive champagne. Well done.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
All right. Peter's on the line. Peter, what's the embarrassing accident, mate?
I went to Macca's like you usually do on the way to work.
Yeah.
And, got the Mighty Muffin Meal, you know, the bit bigger one.
Oh, sure, yeah. Buddy.
And I've got driving along and, you know, stretch your jaw up to get my mouth around it, and I've thrown my neck out, taking a bite of it, and 4 days off work and a weekend.
Did you put on your form reason for
Did you ever get a doctor's certificate?
Taking a bite of a bacon and
I almost made up a lie because I thought the boss wasn't going to believe me, but I thought I'll tell him.
So you're telling me it was like because you tried to open your mouth so wide to accommodate
it. With the Megamix.
I was probably trying to stuff up the muffin in there because I was driving, but yeah, nah, I won't be doing that again.
Peter, we got a prize for Peter. That is a ridiculous injury.
Great story.
All right, well done. Dana is on the line. Hi, Dana. What was your embarrassing injury?
I had my sourdough rising for 18 hours.
Yep.
When I went to punch it down, I tore a ligament in my hand.
You tore a ligament in your hand?
Punching your dough down.
Yeah.
Stop rising!
Oh, did you ever get it finished? You're still baking? You recovered?
Still baking, yeah.
It wasn't on MasterChef, was it? That would have been good. I wish that had been caught on
Dana,
camera.
Dana, that's a ripper.
All right.
Well done, thank you.
Dana. She can get a prize too.
Kennedy Malloy prize back.
Catherine.
Yes.
Tell us about your embarrassing injury. I can hear you laughing already.
What'd you do, Catherine?
I pulled my neck out brushing my hair.
Right.
Well, that's dreadful. What happened as a result?
Yes, I was off work for about 3 days and I was meant to be conducting an orchestra and I just had to sit there on the chair and get the friend to do it.
Sorry. First of all, I'm impressed that someone who conducts an orchestra is listening to our show right now. Yeah. So thank you very much for that, Catherine. But
no problem.
You couldn't lift up with the little stick.
So you've got a rigging to do it while you bark out the orders.
That's awesome.
Catherine, that's brilliant.
So you would be making the movements and then you've got the hairbrush out, you haven't warmed up properly.
No.
And bang, it's a... Oh, jeez.
Catherine, thank you for sharing that. We got a prize for that one too. That's Catherine, awesome.
Everyone's got to get a prize, I feel.
Good Lord.
Just consider it, you've got a prize. Darren, what was the accident? What did you do?
Yeah, it wasn't me, Mick. It was a lovely wife. Mm, yeah. She was in the middle of making the bed and she was flicking the doona. And her hand, she lost grip of the doona and she flicked herself in the face with her thumb and she's got a cut from her top of her lip and went up her nostril.
Oh, can I just say, Darren, this is why I never make the bed.
Oh, right. My God. Don't give him ideas now, Darren.
This is exactly the type of thing I'm trying to avoid.
Now, that is... Yeah.
Where were you when all this was going down?
I just refused to make the bed because I was late for work. She rang me and told me what happened.
And it was your fault.
Yeah,
of course it was.
I'm guessing she didn't see the funny side at the time.
No,
thank you, Darren.
Give her a prize pack, Darren. Yeah, she'll come around. Scott, what did you do, mate?
Well, it wasn't me, Mick. It was my 15-year-old son, and I do have to admit, I felt bad for laughing about it. My 15-year-old got out of the swimming pool, and as he got to the fence to unlock it and let himself out, he sneezed, and he headbutt the fence, so he kicked his teeth, and he started bleeding. It looked so funny, though. But he looked funny. Oh, no.
But he literally hasn't chipped his front teeth, has he?
He's got out of the
pool. No, he chipped it. He's got a rough bottom of one tooth.
Oh,
a bit off, and there was blood, fair bit of blood, but he jumped back in the pool, watched it happen.
And did you witness the whole thing?
Yeah, oh, God, it was funny.
God.
Thank you, Scott.
Father of the year, Scott. Yeah. Ash, we'll go. Time for one more here. Ash, what was the injury, mate?
Very embarrassing one. It was at a one-year-old birthday party, and they had a bucking bronco, one of those bulls.
Yeah. Oh, that's elaborate.
Like a mechanical one?
Yes, a mechanical one.
Right. Sure.
Okay, sure.
And I jumped on, and as you do, you grip relatively hard with your legs, and I tore what is known as a virgin muscle.
Oh.
Well, I'm guessing it's one that's not used a lot or never before.
Or ever again.
Or ever again.
Oh, so you've done yourself an injury. Have you fallen off?
Well, you can't tear a virgin muscle twice. So.
Oh, I see. Well, Ash, that serves you right for getting on a bucking bull. Who's a bucking bull at a first birthday, by the way?
It wasn't mine.
That's amazing.
Well done, Ash. Thank you, Ash. He gets a prize, everyone. Give us another call if you think you can top any of those.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Unprecedented amount of calls coming through 1-333-53.
Embarrassing injuries. Shane Jacobson coming up very soon. He has one to cough
up.
Well,
he's going to cough up his injury. And why he can't be in here live. He'll tell us.
Strap yourself in if you think the wiggle accident was pushing it. This one's hilarious.
We've actually got a few more calls. Let's take some, shall we?
People have really gone mad. We're talking about, this is all in honour of James too, our guy, who couldn't come into work yesterday because he put his back out drying his hair. Jeez,
Anthony?
Yeah?
How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, John.
Have you recovered from your dreadful injury? Can you tell us what that was?
I was walking out of the bathroom one day, sort of had the cotton bud drying out the ear, and as I was walking out of the bathroom, the elbow has sort of hit the door jam and jammed the cotton bud into my ear.
I burst my ear. Oh, no. That's my absolute fear. I'm sorry, Anthony.
Anthony, it's funny. Hey. It's funny. Yeah. You can clearly hear us.
Well, can you speak up?
Anthony, we better give you something for that because that's dreadful.
It's a giant cotton bud.
First set of cabs on me.
All right, mate. Well done, Anthony. He's got a sense of humour about it. I like it. Joe, what was the embarrassing accident, mate?
Oh, guys, so I was about 6 years old and we had this pet budgie that used to fly around the house.
Yeah.
And he landed on the curtains one day and I wanted to try and coax him down.
Yep.
So I grabbed one of the old school steel stools, four-legged stools.
Yes.
And I placed the stool under the curtains and I proceeded to climb up onto the stool.
Yep.
I'm trying to coax him down. I've lost my footing. I've fallen off the stool. The stool's turned upside down with the legs facing up. And one of the legs decided that would fall right into my clacker.
So, no!
Yeah. Oh, that's a bad budgie.
Yeah. No.
Can I say something? That's exactly the excuse I would have given the doctors too when I turned up with
with a stool
with a stool leg up my bum. Yeah, it was the budgie.
Joe,
the budgie? Have any of that ever happened at your house?
That sounds like a real bad budgie, Joe. My budgies are all good. Maybe I should send you one.
Would you put that budgie down, Dave?
Maybe just let it go out in the wild.
Terrible, Joe. Yeah. Thank you for telling us, though. You're very
well
brave.
Well done, Joe. Very brave.
Give
him a present.
Yeah, sure. You got something.
Dwayne.
He never sits on a bar stool, Joe.
No, I will not do that. Thanks for the tip. Dwayne, have you got an injury that occurred in a rather unusual way?
Yeah, I've got. Good afternoon, guys. How are we?
Yes, here we go.
There's a fair few to pick from, but I was told to pick one. I'm prone to stupidity, apparently, when I get injured. I would have been about 12, I reckon. We were having a family barbecue, nice big chimney up the top of this barbecue, and I was a little bit of a pyro as a young kid, and I thought to myself, I'd love to see the fire from above.
Oh, God.
So I scaled up the barbecue and stuck my head down the top of the chimney. Singed most of the front of my hair and my eyebrows were gone.
That is gold.
Mushka off eyebrows. Wow. Yeah, that would happen when you put your head down a chimney.
Reminds me of the time I got Jim Smith in the science lab with the Bunsen burner. I'd go, I'm going, hey, Jim, can you come and have a look? My Bunsen burner's not working properly.
Oh, you did
and he
not.
Goes, what? I said, can you come and have a look at it? And he stuck his head my Bunsen burner.
You didn't turn it up.
I've turned it up.
Mick it's Malloy.
It's gone Mushka and it's taken his eyebrows.
What's wrong with you?
Well, this is what we find out. If you're over a flame, your eyebrows will go, Dwayne, I'm sorry.
You deserve what you get if you put your head over a Bunsen burner.
Mate. That's
you can't
shocking.
Blame me for that.
Yes, we can.
Give me a prize,
Dave. I don't know you.
Prize back coming your way.
All right. Tony, what have you... It's a long segment. What have you got, Tony? What's the embarrassing accident?
I actually got a couple for you, but the best one is a mate of mine was walking through the park a few years back and some kids were kicking a soccer ball around and then ends up rolling up right next to him and stops at his feet. So he lines it up to kick it back, misses, and ruptures his Achilles and he's 4 months... on crutches.
So I would say the kids would be cheering at that one. Yeah, that was a little bit of serve you right there.
Man, he hasn't warmed up, has he? He thought, got this. He's just launched. Ah, good stuff, Tony. I like to hear it. David, we'll take this. It's our last call for the segment. What have you got, mate?
I got up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet and I suddenly midstream needed to sneeze. And so I thought I better stop the stream or else it'll go everywhere. So I stopped the stream, sneezed, let go. When my wee ran out, blood just came out.
Oh, dude. Hang on.
I think we've crossed the...
I'm just having a cup of tea.
I went as fast as I could to the doctor in the morning. He said I burst a blood vessel.
Get a split.
It took 4 days till it stopped.
That's mate.
Well, too much information.
I'll tell you what, sneezing gets people into big trouble.
They put you in a cast.
It was either that or a lot of cleanup.
Oh, mate. All right, we better give David
anyone
something.
Anyone sign your cast? All right, give him something. Right. When we come back, Shane Jacobson will round this out for sure.
Yep. Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Kenny was the role that changed his life.
There is a smell in here that is going to outlast religion.
And Shane Jacobson's life has become very busy indeed. 5 movies this year alone, including taking on Killer Spiders with Kelsey Grammer.
What is this place? Waiter, sorry, I forgot to order a river of molten lava. This place can kiss my...
He's also hosting Little Big Shots. About to star in Rocky Horror on Stage. Found the time to get married this year and is touring the country with his brother, promoting their latest dark comedy, Brother's Nest.
All I wanted was a quiet place to come and eat some of Arnie Shirl's ginger fluff cake. I didn't get to the third bite. Wallop.
But the press tour has been made all the more difficult by an injury he sustained at the F1 in Monaco.
When Daniel Ricciardo won, let's just say I was celebrating and snapped my Achilles heel.
Supposedly on bed rest, but we know that's unlikely. Please welcome Shane Jacobson.
What is going on, Jacobson?
Hang on.
You clown.
What? I'm not sure if you just...
to be a goose.
Well, goose is a word that springs to mind.
Shane, welcome to Kennedy
Hello,
Moy.
Shane.
Welcome to the show. We have just been taking calls on embarrassing injuries. Apropos of actually hearing your good self.
You may have just won a prize. Now, tell us what you did. So you were celebrating. We know you're a car nut. So you're watching Daniel in which one?
Monaco?
Monaco.
In Monaco.
It was a gutsy ride.
He wins, it involved a little bit of drinking, a couple of Chardonnays, very happy.
Yes.
Jumping around, honestly thought someone had kicked me in the back of the leg or I'd been shot. Went, okay, that hurt a fair bit, I can't walk anymore. So all my friends were really worried and said, mate, just three more drinks and we'll get you to a hospital.
Yeah.
Yes. That turned it, they had three more drinks and watched me hang on to a wall. So get to hospital, get misdiagnosed. They said I'd sprained my ankle. They let me get on a plane. On the plane, I get deep vein thrombosis.
No.
Two blood clots. Come back, walk around on it for a week. My wife goes, why are your toes going black? Why is your calf as stiff as a board? I reckon. So I go to a doctor and he goes, you've snapped your Achilles tendon. It's disappeared up your calf. So they operate and then they go, you've got blood clots. So they put me on crutches and 2 days later, I'm shit-ass at walking on crutches, as it turns out. And I can't even do that, let alone walk.
Yeah.
And I swing my good foot into the crutch and I break one of the toes on my good
no.
foot.
Oh,
this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Now, can I ask, are you in a cast?
Yes. You mean Rocky Horror?
Are you on medication right now? You know what you should do is give yourself a shooey, like Daniel Ricciardo. You could do your own shooey, but with a cast. That'd be a massive shooey.
I'm in a half cast. Actually, I invented a thing called the thongy because I don't want to drink out of a shoe. I don't even want to touch my shoe.
Well, how do you drink out of a thongy?
Well, you get a stubby and you put it in a sandal and you just hold the sandal, but then you can drink out of the stubby still.
See,
but
you're always being creative, Shane. That's what I love about you. Always thinking.
I was trying to avoid drinking out of a shoe.
All right. It's a good point you make. It's a bad time to be injured, as we just pointed out. You're the busiest man in showbiz.
Yes.
You've got five films out. There could be a Shane Jacobson Film Festival this year. As it stands now, you got five on the go. What's the one this is another one with your brother you'd like us to get behind? What's this one?
Well, yeah, so it's called Brother's Nest. We were the Australian tour, the promotional tour, when the doctor said, look, I hope you haven't got any flights, you can't get on them. I went, mate, I've got a checkbook full of them.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you're not getting on them. And he said, seriously, he said, if you get on a plane, you know, you could die. And Clay said, oh, look, that's a risk I'm willing to take.
As brothers do.
Yeah, and he said, mate, harden up. I got a paper cut a week ago. You don't see me bitching.
Exactly. Get on the plane.
But you've got the bus happening around the country,
don't you? Tour bus, yeah. So, look, the film is called Brother's Nest. Kenny 2, it is not. It is nowhere near Kenny at all.
Okay.
It's a very, very, very dark comedy. The truth is, it's people are calling it kind of Coen Brothers meets Hitchcock, which is a wonderful comparison, and we'll go with it. But in fact, I just did on your radio show. And when I say people, I probably wrote that somewhere.
Just put it on the poster, mate.
Don't
That's
worry.
All you need to do. Well, that sounds wonderful. That sounds like a change of pace for you. You're generally a likable, lovely ruffian hanging out with penguins or whatever.
And you work with your brother a lot. And Clayton's directed this. You're the EP of the movie. And we'll give it a good plug and go out and see. It's a bit of a dark comedy, though.
When does this open up, mate?
Mate, at the 21st, we're almost there. And look, the plot is, it's a good one. I want people to know, you can treat it as a documentary. It's great advice. It's two brothers who plan and rehearse the murder of their stepfather because their mum's got cancer and they're convinced when she dies, the stepfather's going to clear up with their inheritance. They're going to knock him off.
Well,
so you guys weren't just sitting around thinking about this, were you?
Well, I was just going to say, it's actually great advice because we've done the research now and it is actually the best way to get your money. So look, you can call it a movie. I'd like to think it's a tutorial.
Wow. Now, Shane, have you got another series of Big Little Shots? Is that, I haven't said that right.
Little Big Shots.
Big Little Shots. That's what I drink on Saturday night.
Yes. Have a thongy.
Look, we weren't going to do it, but Seam Shabazz, done.
Okay, lock it in.
We've just finished shooting a series two of that, so that's coming out very, very soon.
Now, here's the other thing I insist that you film. And this will be the doco of the year, you and your brother driving around on a tour bus.
Exactly.
To promote this film. Can you please commit it to film? Because that I would watch in a heartbeat. Good on you, mate.
Congratulations, Shane. It's called Brother's Nest in Australian cinemas from tomorrow.
Australian cinema.
We wish you all the best for that, matey.
Let's get behind it.
Thanks, team.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Lawrence Mooney not far away, the Prime Minister as well. Not cool. And a whole lot more. Big second hour coming up with Jane and Mick. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've got our work experience kid, Jeremy, who's it?
Josh, can you not remember the work experience
Josh,
kid's
he's right
name?
There. He's right next to
hello,
you.
Hello, Josh.
Sorry, Josh.
And now, well, I didn't recognise you. Don't you scrub up nicely with a man bun?
He's not happy about it.
He's not happy about it. It was either that or a haircut, and you've taken the lesser of...
Taken the second option.
You've taken the second option, and you've got a man bun, and don't you think he looks sweet?
He does, actually. I think you do. Like rock a nice. Man bun, even though it's so yesterday.
what are the kids wearing today? What's the go-to haircut?
The kids wearing today. I mean, probably the same as mine. The second option, I reckon. Man bun all day.
Okay, mate. Now, you were given a task, and that was to go through my desk, which has been annoying Jane in our office for so long.
Because I couldn't see out my window.
All right.
Because all your crap was sky high.
You say crap. It's a list of who
and
I
Josh,
am.
And Josh, not crap, but how many items did you actually calculate?
Jane, there were 108 items accumulating on his desk.
What's going on?
I've asked you to go through them and set them into items I might want to keep, stuff that I might go give to charity.
Sure.
And I said you could take one item.
Yeah.
Okay, so what have you got? Have you itemised this? What have you got so far?
I've got, out of the 108 items, I've got the highlights here.
Yep.
Might as well read them out.
Please.
Top Gun Blu-ray. One Top Gun Blu-ray. Yeah.
Do you have a Blu-ray player at home?
Nope.
No. Okay.
That's why it's still at the office.
Why
is it Top Gun?
Not sure. Three urgent packages unopened.
What's inside them?
Did you open them and respond?
No.
I'm going to get the blame for that. How long ago were they?
Well, one was from about 6 months ago.
They were ages away.
All right.
What else?
One back and body shaver, unopened, accompanied by Dr. Carver's shaving butter.
Hang on. This is weird. Are you bringing weird things into my environment?
It was unopened.
A back and body.
You can have that. Is that the one you want?
Is that the one you've got your eye on?
He might need a few years.
What else is in there?
One Ron Jeremy's piece, X-rated puzzle, including a letter of description.
Now, did you see Ron Jeremy puzzle?
X-rated, yeah, porn puzzle.
1,000 pieces. Is it 10,000 pieces?
It's 1,000. It's
1,000. We should be able to knock that off together in about,
I'm not allowing that.
It's a Ron Jeremy porn. He's 15.
Jigsaw
puzzle. You've got to learn sometime.
Come on.
The guy's got a man bun. Ron Jeremy's got one downstairs.
I'm going to get in so much trouble by your parents.
your parents are going to be furious when you get home. Now, what else?
This one. Someone's service medals. Three of them. Three service medals.
They're service medals. Yeah, no, I think I'm supposed to be...
Someone's war medals.
Yeah, right. Thanks, I'll get onto that.
Three pairs of sustainable fibre socks.
Well, you know.
Oh, you care for the environment.
What do they do? What does that mean?
I don't know. They're just in a box, and that's what it's called.
Okay.
One VB can candle with the scent of hops.
It's a candle made out of VB.
Who needs that scent? That's my scent when I come home.
I think that'll do for the time being. No need to light the candle.
Is there anything you came across that you might like?
There's a Donald Trump bobblehead, so maybe I'll take that. Take that home. I was going to have that.
You can have it. We'll talk at the end of the show. Keep going. We'll get to the bottom of that. It's all making sense. Yeah?
There's more stuff. Yep.
And he's now moved everything from my desk over to producer Sam's desk.
As it should be.
All right.
Well, we go from the work experience kid to the Prime Minister next. Yeah. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people.
Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And this one is on fire. Repeat, on fire. Strap yourselves in, muchachos. We're going to have a look at border security in the US. It's up there.
We're going to get an update on Optus and what's going on there.
Yes, it might be in a segment called Not Cool.
Yeah, I think could be that.
Are we good to do that?
Telstra's in there
involved. They're going to mention, we're going to take your calls, we're going to take your tweets. We might hopefully get round to mentioning the late, great Peter Thompson, who was top of the tree when it comes to golf in this country.
And has passed away.
He has passed away.
88's a good innings.
Yep, 88. Well, you take that in your scorecard.
Yeah, I'd take that. 88.
Two fat ladies.
How dare you. Don't look at me when you say that.
I would never in a million years in the current climate suggest that. It's all coming down the pike, but let's start at the top with our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, who joins us today.
Well, it's very nice to be here, Michael. I was wondering how long I was having to stand here like a stale bottle at a wedding, like a shag on a rock waiting for the introduction. Hello to you, Danger.
I'm sorry, and we've got a young work experience fellow
young
in
Josh.
Here.
Josh, well done. You're acquitting yourself beautifully, and I think just by the look of him, it looks like a Liberal voter. Doesn't he?
Well, that's a rare Absolutely. These days. Mm.
Good on you, Josh. You're acquitting yourself beautifully. And hello to you, Jane Kennedy.
Always nice to be here.
Peter Thompson, valet, six British Opens.
Yes.
What a tremendous ambassador for the game, an ornament to the game. Not some Tiger Woods running off like a shill with cocktail waitresses and prostitutes. No, Peter Thompson was a great man.
He was indeed. I have to ask you, you seem to be a sporting nut. Do you ever watch The Front Bar, my show?
Well, I do watch The Front Bar.
On the telly? Mm. I'm just interested to know.
It's interesting. I enjoy Andrew Marr's commentary. He's the expert. He anchors the show.
Yes.
And then there's you, of course, with your funny jokes. And Sam Pang, who I suspect is blacking up. The hair's getting darker.
Oh.
Legally blacking up.
What are you inferring?
I'm saying that there is no apparent greys in the hair there. I'm saying that Pang's blacking up. That's for sure.
That's a big slur to put
not,
on
not
a man.
Not Hey Hey Hit Saturday blacking up. Not the Jackson Jive blacking up. Get me right, I'm talking about the follicles.
A bit of nugget on the hair.
Absolutely, nuggeting the hair.
Well, I'll ask him tonight. Mm. I'll say.
I'm on to him.
All right.
But I do think he's a tremendous man.
Well,
I like
apart from watching Mick on Front Bar tonight, do you have Optus at home?
Optus.
Where are you living?
I mean, their slogan is yes. It should be maybe, not quite. Oh, no. No, we can't. Oh, no, we've pooped our ducks. Once in a 4-year opportunity to bring us the World Cup, and they had to sell it off. Mind you, Jane Kennedy, I'm come out smelling of roses here.
How are you looking good?
Because I tried to destroy SBS by cutting funding to them when I was Minister for Communications.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, they were forced then to sell off all games that weren't Australia.
That's true.
To Optus.
Yes.
And now Optus has failed and had to give them back to SBS for free. Yeah. Who's the hero? Yeah. Malcolm Bligh Turnbull, 29th Prime Minister of Australia. Hello.
Little Malcolm.
Little Malcolm's happy too. Don't worry about that.
Little Malco. No, that's what Malcolm's dad used to refer to him as.
Little Malcolm.
When he was a kid, Little Malcolm. Mm. That's what you were called.
Well, that's what Little Malco, yes. It was just Bruce and I up the Hawkesbury. That's not a euphemism.
So you've tried to dismantle SBS. Now you're trying to dismantle the ABC.
Well, I've always wanted to crush the ABC.
I'm very concerned.
What's your beef with the ABC?
What's going on?
Well, it's a shelter for pinkos and communists.
Oh, come on, Mr.
It's a communist mouthpiece.
You seriously feel threatened by the ABC?
Listen, the ABC have a bias against us, unlike Triple M, who are very equal. They give equal time to Tit Shorten and myself. I've seen Tits in here. Strolling along.
He has been here. We've been going to.
Absolutely.
We've taken the sword.
We're bipartisan, to be honest with you, now, as you very well know.
Of course you are, but the ABC isn't. And so I've been trying to crush the ABC for years. $254 million worth of cuts over 5 years. Got rid of Lawrence Mooney's show Dirty Laundry Live. What a filthy little unit that was on a Thursday night, 9:30.
Well, you have.
Went on pleasuring himself behind the desk with Martin Sheargold and Brooke Satchwell. Gone. But yes, they've had some streaming problems. And we have taken care of it. And I've become really quite excited about soccer. I didn't know much about it.
You're not sitting up there.
You don't get the scarf on, do you?
Come on. Point
all of a sudden.
You're in a tracksuit. Like John Howard.
You're in a tracsuit?
No, not in the tracksuit. Of course I am.
Have you improved
Although
the room
Lucy
where you're
and I
watching?
Do have matching J-Lo tracksuits. I've got Loose written across the back of mine, L-O-O-S-E, and she's got Talcum Malcolm written across the back of hers.
Talcum.
She says to me, are you going to knock on the doors of the lower house? We've been through that before. Hang on. With the usher of the Black Rod.
Come on.
I just want to say I've been really enjoying hopping into tits of late.
Oh, yes. What's your
Sorry,
issue
to Bill Shorten.
Bill Shorten. Are you winding up a bit? Are you,
we're preparing to go to an election. I think that's everybody's aware of the fact that we'll probably go on grand final day, so nobody votes, and we just slip in the back door. But I've been calling him a grovelling sycophant because he is. He loves a billionaire. He gets very excited around billionaires, and I've known rich people, and I've seen his type before, tucking their knees under the table and getting stuck into the Verve or the Cristal, selling out the workers. Oh,
you
he's rotten.
Can't. You take that back. He's
well,
a
he called
fella.
Me a snob, so I just got straight into him. Now, before I
about your Royal Commission into the unions, which turned up nothing, It was basically set up to get a past Prime Minister and a current opposition leader. You got nothing. I think you got $80,000 worth of fines over 3 years. We all of a sudden the banks turn up, which is the one you fought like crazy, and it's there's sackings.
I was having a really good time, and you're ruining it with questions about politics. Now, listen, we're trying to crush the unions, right. CFMEU, too powerful. But that's how politics goes right. in this country now. Like the American model, when you get voted out, then the other people prosecute you. They All take right. you to court.
I like it.
Stick around. Lawrence Mooney next.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Lawrence Mooney in studio joining Jane and Mick right
Hello,
now.
Dave. Hello, Mick. G'day, Jane. And Josh, our work experience lad
He's doing
over there.
A good job over there.
He's drinking a solo and just letting it dribble down his chin like a true
you
champion.
You say solo, he says C-52. C-55. Pardon
me, Josh.
Oh, is
that the colouring, is it?
Yeah. That's the code.
On the vending machine.
He's had to learn a lot of codes to get Mick's accoutrements.
Mm. of the list that Josh has put together, my favourite item is a T-shirt. With the F lettuce on the front.
I'm just having a look through some of this now. It's quite interesting. Mm. The Red Rooster Speedos.
Oh.
Where would I have had the Red Rooster Speedos?
I don't know. I don't know why you've got Red those, and I don't want to see them on you.
Family Guy pillowcase.
Red Rooster Speedos, the only place you can get.
Thank you.
You know I'm going to go for an alternative word for rooster, aren't you?
Oh, God.
Hang on.
Do you know in that? Hang on. Who
is it?
Lawrence's phone's going off.
I tell you what, I was really wrestling that phone off you then, wasn't I?
Yes, you really were.
Can I say something? That's in film sets, that's a slab.
Yeah, well, I'll bring a slab in and we'll drink it on the film set.
Or it's a dozen Chardonnay.
Listen,
is that yours?
This is really unprofessional, guys.
Now, I want to broach some tough subjects today. I want to talk about death and potential death. First of all, there's a woman following the death of her boyfriend a couple of years ago, has been battling to be able to use his sexual tissue, to wit, his sperm, to conceive a baby. And in the Supreme Court today in Brisbane, she was granted consent by the Supreme Court. Her boyfriend, who she'd been with for a while, died suddenly. Mm-hmm. And this woman has applied to be able to conceive a baby with his sperm.
He's been on ice for 2 years, presumably.
What's
his testy was removed.
She's got the testes.
Is this
in the family jewels court?
Shortly after he died, with the consent of his family too, they love her and they want her to be able
They've signed a release for his testicles, have they?
But I reckon, there's an ethical debate in there whether he consented and really, you know, do you put that on your licence? You can whip me testes off if I happen to die.
It's like,
that's an unusual one.
Organ donor, like literally the organ. And I just wonder though.
So what's she doing?
Well she's going to be impregnated with his spermatozoa, I think. Or are they going to take an egg out? Anyway, scientists.
It's no, I'm enjoying you explain how scientific the whole IVF
Hopefully
there's some rigor mortis involved.
They're going to make an embryo, I guess, and then.
I guess they are.
Impregnate
her with that. Successful.
Why are you fascinated by this?
Because a dead man's getting action and I'm not. Oh.
Lauren.
Me too.
I was very suspicious about
If you don't know the last two lines of the Rolling Stones' Start Me Up, Google the lyrics now and have a look at it because This is literally happening.
I think a dead man's testicles, I think that was found on my desk today, wasn't it, Josh?
Isn't embalming lotion.
Isn't Dead Man's Testicles the latest Pirates of the Caribbean movie? Pirates of the Caribbean 13.
Well, to look on the positive side of that, if that was all worked out, then that's been a good decision, and it's if it works for his family and hers.
Well, I think that child is going to be loved and adored and is welcomed into a great family. But it's very hard to be able to tell that child exactly where it came from, and you don't want the other kids at school to find out because, you know, he just becomes... Dead Agate's kid, or you know,
same place as you guys.
Well, I'm going to put my name down for that. Imagine when I'm gone and I'm still out there getting some action. That's the way I look at it.
Right,
I'm still Biggie.
Are you going to write it on your license tonight? Yeah. Have you got a license?
No,
not currently.
Oh, wow, that hurt your feelings. You shied away. You couldn't make eye contact when you answered that.
I'm going to be dead, so who cares?
Right. But what I'm saying is, if you want to donate your testicles, where are you going to leave the information? Tattooed on your arm.
I don't know.
I'm sure I'll work it out.
I won't be making you the executor of my will.
That's right.
Put it that way.
Make sure there's no heartbeat before you whip these bad boys off.
All right. What have you got? Something to plug?
No.
All right.
No,
you've got nothing.
I've got nothing.
Yeah, the videos on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, videos on Facebook. If you want to see Big Mal Turnbull on Facebook, go there. They're fruity, they're fun, and you can share them with your friends.
And also we can hear you on Breakfast Show in Brisbane.
That's right.
So on the Big Breakfast. About that one.
I work for Triple M. The Big Breakfast. I'm up early, so my brain's a little bit slippery.
If you were dead, who would you like to impregnate?
Oh, no, I don't think that's a subject we're going to talk about.
Give us a call.
No.
If you died, who would you like to plunge a needle into your testes?
All right. I think we're done now.
We've got other options.
Lawrence's got a work experience kid in the studio.
Yeah, but Josh was a million miles away then thinking about it.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's time for Not Cool.
Oh, Not Cool. Kennedy Malloy's Not Cool.
Not cool.
Well, that's been not cool.
Where do you want to start?
Well, I was going to start with Optus because this is hot off the presses. The chief executive, Alan Liu, has just announced...
Epic fail.
A back down. An embarrassing one.
This whole story from start to finish has been a tale of woe, and the loser has been the punter.
Unfortunately, it's been a massive PR disaster as well. Well, they've backed down. But it's actually now it's
what's happened? What's the latest news? This is piping hot.
They've struck a deal with SBS to allow the 2018 World Cup to remain on free to air for the next 19 days.
Ah, good.
For the next 19 days.
And they're going to hand the cash back to customers who signed up for the $15 to get all the extra. They're just giving the cash back.
This is a disaster. This is an Optus.
It is, but we're probably the winners because now we're going to see all the games.
I know that, but there's got to be some kind of moral to this story, which is that should be the...
Do you know what one of the things that bothers me?
Should be in the public domain anyway. A World Cup with Australia in it should be everyone's right to watch. I don't understand Optus doing that because it's in their best interest, but to me it was a very mercenary...
Of course it was. To hijack
so many people and many who can't afford to do it.
Look, one of the things that bugged me was because they said they had unexpected amounts of people who were to it. It's World Cup.
They couldn't believe that everyone wanted to watch at the same time.
Yeah.
That I can't stand that when things happen. They go, we didn't think we would get so many. Mm. Well, bad luck. Just over cater for the whole thing anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Not cool, but in the end, that means we
everything
get to see
about
more games.
That was wrong. So that's the weird. Net result is everything. I can watch the whole thing now.
You can.
On SBS.
Yes, you can. That's what they're saying.
All right. Well.
Okay. Well, it's not just Optus as telecommunications.
No, Telstra. They can take their whack too.
Mm. Well, how about 8,000 jobs going? And it's pretty much going to be executive and middle management.
Yeah. I'll tell you where they won't be coming from: the customer service department. Right. Well, if they have two people in that department.
There's so many things we don't understand what's going on with Telstra and ability to service people as well. But this is one in four executive and middle management positions are apparently going to go. And their CEO, their chief executive, Andy Penn, says they had to take drastic action to stay on top in an increasingly competitive telecommunications market. Well, if it's between Optus and Telstra, I don't know how competitive that is. That's not working out for everyone. That's really going to be a big shock to a lot of Australians
8,000
today.
Jobs, that is a ripple. Mm. I don't know. Can we absorb that? How quickly can we absorb 8,000 jobs.
There'll be some excuse coming from Telstra how that works. Can we go overseas? Can we go to the US?
Go for it.
It's a bit of a... It's a real scenario going on. I don't know. I can hardly even read this out at the moment. Because of what's going on with these children, 2,100 at least children, who are currently in cages and being kept on because their parents tried to cross the Mexican border with them. And babies and toddlers are being kept. Yeah. Now,
we have to be very careful in this country because we have a policy that I don't think is much better. I think
we have a terrible policy.
The difference is you don't see it and it's not filmed, but I have no doubt that.
So maybe this is a breakthrough, Mick, though.
Heartbreak and carnage is going on at our hands. So Australians need to be very careful. I would have thought before we start going bloody Americans.
That's true.
But that said, I'm on record in both instances as saying it's immoral. And it's wrong.
That being said, too, there is some commentators from the Fox Network and from of the more right-wing networks who are saying that these children, and we've heard tapes of them crying, asking for their parents, they have said that they are child actors.
Oh, please.
Yeah, that's not cool. Okay, let's move on.
I'll tell you what else is not cool.
What?
You.
Me?
And
what?
Your
what are you talking about?
Mercenary theft
Hang on.
Of intellectual Wait. Property. From children's
no,
shows.
No, you better
of all
be
places.
Very careful
well,
what you say here.
I've done my homework here. I know exactly what's
you
going on.
You know who you're talking to and children's
I know,
programs.
I know I'm talking to. Dentist Jane.
Yeah.
I'm talking to. Dentist Jane, who's.
In this the, was in my past.
In the Wiggles camp.
This was 2006.
Shacked up with the Wiggles.
Yep.
Got a couple of songs out. We played the one, the first one. We've played that. Do we need to hear that again? Do we? Have you got that there, Dave?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, a bit of a classic Dentist Jane here. Oh, all happy, all sunny.
What do I see? This is about self-esteem.
Right.
Smile smiling straight at me.
Yeah.
It's shining so brightly and I can see.
Helping children.
All the dogs are jumping under the furniture now. It looks like there's fireworks going on.
There's no one as lovely as me.
I know how to relate to children and I love working with them and I'm singing songs
Pick
for
little
kids. Pick
a key that suits you and go with it. That's all my advice. But here's the other one. Here's what you've done, which I find immoral. I've done some homework, and there's a second song from Dentist Jane on this album. What was it? Was it an album?
Dorothy's Favourites.
Yeah. Oh, Dorothy. Well, Dorothy's implicated. She'll be at the trial. she'll be at the Nuremberg-style trial when this comes out. Yeah. Have a listen to the second song. Right, that song is called Open Wide, Look Inside.
Yes, it
now,
is.
Now, that is a gross
What? You're not of, trying of, to.
That was play school.
It wasn't.
It was play school.
Play school is open wide, come inside, not look inside.
No, your song's completely different.
It is different.
So the Wiggles have done a hatchet job on play school, which is already
don't
under
you
the
say
pump,
that.
And you've involved yourself.
Hang on, what?
This is play school. There's a bear in there. So this is your open
yes,
wide,
we know.
Come inside.
There's well. So, here
There's
we
a
go.
Chair as well. There are people with games. Don't so tell me to shush.
Here we go. Listen up.
Open wide, come inside. It's play school.
Now, I don't think there's a more famous line or lyric in the world of children's television history than open wide, come inside. And there you are.
The Wiggles will sue you.
Jane.
They're a very big, strong corporation.
When they get out of hospital. Get out of hospital.
I'm going to get Paul Field. Field's going to get onto you. You're in trouble.
Not cool.
You
Jane,
are not cool. Don't you put me in not
give,
cool
give
with
us,
Trump
in,
and everyone
in.
Else.
You're in.
1-3-3-5-3.
Give us a
like
call.
To nominate something or someone that's not cool. Take your calls after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Speaking of not cool.
Oh, not, we're in the middle of not cool.
This
and I'm,
is not cool.
I'm
sorry,
furious.
We just got Josh, the workers' prince. What were you saying with Mick's card? Sorry.
You've got my card.
Yeah, it's been declined.
Where?
What were you trying to
do? Trying to get you a cherry ripe and it's been declined.
Why do you need a credit card to get a cherry ripe?
Yeah, they're a
what
dollar.
The hell?
Clean out your desk and get out. That, are you kidding me? What have you done?
I don't know. I put 3-0.
Oh, jeez. This is unbelievable.
Go and get some coins off Sam.
I will.
Can you hear my tummy rumbling, Josh?
Sorry, who used a credit card to get a cherry ripe?
$1 cherry ripe with a credit card.
Mate, don't you have coins?
Declined.
Mate, where's he gone? He's gone out. He's probably helped himself. Probably got some burger rings at my expense.
Hey, we are talking about what's cool and what's not.
Glenn's on the line. Glenn, yeah, what's not cool as far as you're concerned?
Oh, plagiarism with the Wiggles, mate.
Now be very careful. Come on.
Come on.
Open
you
wide.
You listen to Caveland and then go listen to Gene Genie by David Bowie. It's exact same,
Gene Genie. It really is. Have you got Caveland there?
I don't. I've got Gene Genie, which we know sounds a little like him.
Okay, Glenn.
Caveland.
Yep. Totally, mate. I listened to it with my kids and I went, they've ripped that off.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. We will track down Caveland and put that to the test. Glenn, I hope you're right. There could be a court case coming your way. Dave, what's not cool, mate?
Guys, I'm going with the NRL for putting the State of Origin on a Sunday.
Is that a controversial move? Yes, it seems to be.
It should have been on a Friday or a Saturday so we can all have a bit of a lie-in.
You're worried about getting up on a Monday morning, Dave?
Yeah, well, you don't want to call in sick, Jane, like some people in there in the studio.
I'm
the only one who seems to bat on through these days.
Yeah, that's it, Mickey.
They've dropped like flies around this office.
Careful, Dave.
Who knows? I might put my back out on Sunday.
You might not, though.
Doing a few 375 mil curls.
Oh, really?
As I do when I work out.
Is that what you do?
All right. Well,
Thank you, Dave.
You took a day off to play golf, didn't you?
Right, that was for charity.
And 2 days to take off acting in a movie.
That's right. And yeah.
I hope they put my scenes in. Otherwise, no one's going to believe me.
They are so going to be on the
camera. Darren, not cool. What's not cool, mate?
I'd actually like to nominate you, Nick.
Oh.
What for?
Picking on the work experience kid Josh wearing flannel. That's all you wear.
What are you talking about? Darren, I was...
Every night on the front bar, mate, you're wearing a flannel shirt next to Andy Murray.
That's true.
But that's flannel chic.
Oh, that's formal.
Well, let's check it out. You're on the front bar tonight, Mick. Are you going to be wearing a flannel shirt?
Oh.
Darren, we'll be looking out for it.
Yeah, we'll watch. Don't you worry, Darren.
We take your point.
I'll open a couple of buttons up for you, Darren.
Careful.
Save you the trouble of mentally addressing me.
I've got a couple of tickets for the front bar tonight.
Yes,
1-333-53. You want those? Give us a call.
All right, let's keep moving. Audience.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Let me tell you, not cool. Is this a debut of a segment?
I think we've done this before. We might have done it. Only done it once before.
Well,
it's very fresh.
It's gone berserk. Mm. And Glenn, who called in, has brought our attention to something that needs to be immediately addressed.
It's bugged him for a while.
It has for a while, and we thought he was full of it. And it turns out he mightn't be. Glenn, are you there, mate?
Yeah, mate.
Okay,
yeah.
Glenn, what was your complaint?
I was just saying the Wiggles ripped off David Bowie with Caveland, their song Caveland, and his Gene Genie.
And you were suggesting that they're almost identical. We went, you've
gone. The guitar riffs are the same.
Okay, Glenn, well, we've tracked down those guitar riffs, and Dave's in charge. Dave, shall we play Gene Genie first?
Sure. So this is the David Bowie classic. Iconic.
Yeah. Oh, you know that anyway.
Yeah.
Bit of harp, blues harp. Man. Small Gene. Okay, now let's have a listen to the Wiggles' Caveland.
Oh, Glenn.
Hey, I told you.
It's a tribute.
Oh, you've got a free put snowwalking there. Take a ride on a dinosaur. Hang on. Hang on. All right. Now, to the naked ear, Glenn, it sounds like there's a fair bit going on there. Yeah?
Right.
All right.
Complete rip-off, mate.
Yeah. What we'll do now is we'll lay one over the top of the other to demonstrate what's going on.
Back to back.
It's the same key.
Mate, I think it's like 10, 12 years old.
Here we go. Slash back blazers. Take a ride
on dinosaur, I'm surprised they're not sued yet.
Wow.
Well,
we love the Wiggles.
We love the Wiggles. They're actually in the US doing a tour at the moment. Anthony's down, but he's up again. But I'm sure they'll probably want to comment on that when they come back. But it's
mate, you'll have
a tribute,
to grill him next
it?
Time you talk to him.
All right,
mate,
I'll grill him, Glenn.
Give Glenn a prize.
You got Bon Jovi tickets, Glenn. This house is not for sale. Australian tour. Tickets go on sale June 29. A double for
As
you, my friend.
Dentist Jane.
Oh, very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do you feel you're wide open here? Dentist Jane?
Well, I feel...
You're in the camp, aren't you?
I'm in the camp of the Wiggles, always will be.
Just
open wide,
back.
Look
go,
inside.
Go get
open
a, go
wide.
Get a, go get a lawyer.
I don't need a lawyer.
A real good one.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to...
Oh, yeah, I beg your pardon. Jeez, great sponsors.
What are you doing?
I'm looking over there. Okay. Josh is distracting me. It's the new Bosch ProCore 18V lithium ion batteries. Good, better Bosch. Thanks,
well
Bosch.
Done, Bosch.
I want to add one thing to this amazing
Oi,
range.
Hey. What do you mean? How do you add something to perfection?
Because it's
Bosch
really,
are the business, baby.
Well, yeah, I know. And this is speaking to people like me because we're a bit different to people like you, Mick. Mm. Because this product is part of the Bosch Blue range, and it mainly is for
Blue
professional
range would be
tradespeople.
Top shelf.
Which is like me.
Not for you to do it yourself.
It's not for your DIY, and which for I put myself above DIY.
Sure.
I am in the... professional tradesperson. Well, you're not. Don't look at me like you are. But I just want, I'm just talking now to people who understand me.
Go get the Bosch. I'll dismantle this entire studio and put it back together.
Well, that's not going to happen.
In an hour.
I just want to reinforce and let you know
it's
incompatible with over 60 Bosch Blue 18 volt power tools. Over 60.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't even know they had 60.
I've got them all. I have them all.
Have you?
What's your favourite?
On my Bosch roll.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the Jägermeister. The Bosch Jägermeister. Right. Mate, okay. Don't you have that?
No, I don't.
But up for that.
I've not
this
heard
this is quality German engineering, you know that.
High pressure sander, the Jägermeister.
And you get a 6-year warranty. So you'd be mad not to do that for all your Bosch power tools with your 18V lithium
well done, Bosch.
Ion
yeah,
battery.
Germans. German engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bosch.
Good, better Bosch.
What more do you want? Good, better Bosch. Mate, yeah. I said it first.
All right, you win again.
We nearly finished the show.
I think we are. Hey,
are we really?
There's an ugly moment on the show today where Lawrence's phone went off and then my phone went off.
Well, that was embarrassing.
And we couldn't tell if your phone went off because you're probably sitting on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I don't.
Did you want to hear that?
Earlier, remember that from the start of the show? Remember, listen.
Yeah.
Your phone came on during that break and all you could think of.
I was looking for a song. And it came accidentally as we're talking. It started playing on air, even though I had it on silent. So I sat on my phone.
For the entire break.
Sort of muffled the sound of it.
It was vibrating underneath me, I have to say.
This show is...
What's happened? Do it again.
Are you enjoying my spot? This is the first time you've ever genuinely seemed to get into what I was talking about on air at any given time.
Oh, well, that's enough of that rubbish.
Anyway, for some reason, Jane's just volunteered to stick around for a 40-minute music marathon.
All right. Now, are you going to wear your flannel shirt on the front bar tonight?
You know what? I set the trends.
Really?
I'll probably
try
do it.
Something a little different.
Give the people what they want.
Mix it up.
Really?
Give them what they want.
Is that what the people are asking for?
Yeah. Well,
do you have a wardrobe department? Or
I do.
You do?
Well, mainly for quarter pieces. That's what I do when I go and try jackets on. I pull them over my head. I go, I'll take this.
Okay.
Hello? What do you mean? Do I have a wardrobe?
Wear the same stuff every week.
I am shabby chic, is what the kids are saying today.
Who's saying that?
Everyone.
All right.
Everyone goes, you are cutting edge fashion. You know why you're great? Because it looks like you don't try. And I go, it's not easily achieved.
Do you wear those sandals that you often bring into work?
I'm taking them overseas with me.
You are not.
Oh, yeah.
No, you better get in.
Watch out.
Shane hates
Hey, you know
I look like a Roman senator.
Josh, the work experience kid, his mates pulled out. His mates pulled out when he found out it was Swan Lake the Ballet.
You know who should go?
Who?
I'm putting this out. He should take his dad.
I think this is
a father-son activity if ever I've seen
I'm pretty sure his dad would probably like seeing a whole bunch of prima ballerinas.
Nice.
His dad.
Russian ballerinas.
I reckon would have the patience to sit there for a good three hours, two intervals.
Josh, I think that's a good idea.
Josh.
He's shaking his head
he's waving the old man off.
Well, I don't know. No, I think he's found somebody to take along. So we'll get that update tomorrow.
No, he's got to go. And wear your man bun. You represent the show.
He's wearing a man bun. We've got the photos of that,
We put the photos up.
Yeah, up on Instagram.
Front bar tonight, by the way.
Yes. What time
Very good show. 8:45 tonight, special time tonight, straight after
House
Rules.
Yep.
In most states, Terry Wallace, special guest.
Yep.
And there'll be a lot of talk about Carlton. Terrible.
Not flying so well.
Not to worry. Thanks for the cake, Dave.
Appreciate that, guys. Did you like the lollies?
No, I didn't like the lollies. The lollies were seriously past their use by.
You never say that when someone gives you a gift,
though. I like the lolly bags.
You like those?
You know what I'm saying, don't you?
Who made those?
Lolly bags.
Lolly bags.
Come on. I can't just have everything I say now.
He's been sitting on that phone for too long today, I reckon.
Dentist Jane.
Yeah.
He's been ripping off stuff from...
Now, again...
Rip off?
I'm not. I have not ripped off Play School. It's just very similar.
Open
lines.
Wide, come inside. Yeah.
So open you're wide.
To put those two songs over the top.
Look
of
inside.
Oh, pardon me. You've made it your own.
My song haven't is. You? It's more up tempo. My song.
You should. You should sue Play School. Clearly.
No, I'm not suing anyone.
Dentist Jane.
Hey, Limo is on the show tomorrow.
Limo.
You've got the front bar on Channel 7 tonight. Get the podcast. KennedyMalloy.com.au.
The new Bosch Procore 18V lithium-ion batteries can last longer than this podcast. Upgrade today for 87% more power than the 6 amp hour. Good, better, Bosch.